This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Hey, Michael Steele podcast listeners, Michael Steele here with another quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Check out what's going on right now.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Michael Steele podcast. As I said from the beginning, I was looking forward to this conversation with Michael Fanone, former Metropolitan Police Department officer, assigned to the 1st District for 20 years. Michael, one of the things that I tend to be a student of people, so I kind of watch. I step back and I watch people. We did an event a few months ago, and you were in the room with a number of your other officers who were on the Hill on January 6th. And I just kind of watched you, and I watched people react to you, and your demeanor struck me as a little bit uncomfortable, right? It was like, okay, why, who are these people and why are they shaking my hand? And I get that because you're police officers. You know, I did what I need to do. That I watched you talk to some people and it was like you had this like little bullshit meter going off, right, in your eyes. Which I thought was fascinating. And then I just got this sense that despite everything else, there's still a lot of frustration and pain that you feel about this on any number of levels, that there is this, there's all this noise around January 6th, and there's all this, you know, wanting to touch the officers who were there and thank them and praise them. But I got a sense, at least, that you sensed that people were still kind of missing the point. They were missing the point that your four daughters were first and foremost on your mind as these thugs were reaching for your gun to kill you. Your family, your sense of service was challenged and put at risk. And I just certainly going through the book, this sense that people keep kind of blowing past that part of it and not really understanding what that was like for you. And some of it came out in your conversation with Molly Ball, that you had with her when she was going to write this piece about you. And it was like, and she sometimes, you know, she was like asking the question, what if we're too busy arguing about all these other things to face actually what happened that day? And it wasn't just so much what happened on the Hill steps, but what that meant, you know, for your family. Your daughters who are learning that their dad had been injured and hurt. How do you process that part of this January 6th story?
I mean, for me, I guess it's multifaceted. I have you know, my personal experiences on January 6th, and then I have, you know, the experiences that, you know, they're personal in my, you know, advocacy for acknowledgement of officers or just advocacy for accepting what happened on January.
Right.
Which is like,
can we all agree that this happened the way it happened? Right.
Right. And it's like, that's what the public gets to see is, you know, me calling out Andrew Clyde or Marjorie Taylor Greene or you know, any of the other deniers of reality. But then I guess in doing that, I haven't really done a lot of focusing on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I also carry with me, you know, there's a lot of other police officers who are struggling a great deal with making sense of what happened to them on January 6th, haven't been acknowledged, who are suffering really silently with, you know, making sense of what happened to them on January 6th. And then the reaction that they've gotten from, you know, national politicians and also from, you know, people outside of the, you know, DC, Maryland, Virginia community, you know, mm-hmm. that outside the Beltway crowd that, you know, in a lot of cases may not know the severity of the day because they haven't been told the truth.
Right.
And then some who are just, you know, indifferent because they're police officers, are indifferent because they've got other things that are more important, like inflation and, you know, gas prices and things like that. And that's a tough pill to swallow for those guys.
How's this process gone for your family and your friends and people who know you and have known you for a long time? And sort of, you know, watch not just what happened that day, but subsequently your own personal journey in sort of grappling with and coming to terms with what happened.
Well, I mean, I think both of my parents have and my immediate family have had similar experiences to what many Americans have experienced under the last 4 or 5 years. And that's, you know, deep divisions, even within their own, you know, immediate group of friends and right. family. I mean, I've had members of my family who have distanced themselves because they continue to support Donald Trump,
mm-hmm.
Who believe that January 6th was some false flag operation orchestrated by the left. You know, My mother is a devout Catholic, and she's had members of her church community turn their backs on her, even voice outrage at the fact that, you know, I'm out here talking about Donald Trump in a certain way.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, it's varied significantly. There's people that have been incredibly supportive of me. And of my family. And then there have been people who have turned their backs.
And that's, again, and I think we've all kind of had that experience. I you know, the tragedy of Thanksgiving, where you've got people who don't want to spend time at Thanksgiving with each other because, oh, my God, my crazy uncle's going to start talking about Donald Trump. Or, geez, you know, mom and dad are going to be going off about Joe Biden. It does say a lot about where our politics, being the tail on the dog, is starting to wag the dog. You know, it's starting to dictate the terms of how we engage, and it makes a lot of the elements of this democracy tougher to hold together, because it's like a chisel. You're just chiseling away at various parts of it. And you all ultimately weaken the structure. How has this played out for the response you see from the January 6th Commission? What's your assessment of their work? I think the country was riveted by your testimony and the testimony of your fellow officers that when you appeared. Do you think that that's I helped maybe too strong a word, but it at least began to open up the conversation a bit, turned on a few more light bulbs for people, or are they just still shutting down the lights and trying to get out of that room because they don't want to know what you know happened because it happened to you?
Well, I'll say this. I think that, unfortunately, most of the people that paid attention to those hearings and accepted them even as being remotely accurate, mm-hmm. probably not the people that we needed to convince of the reality of January 6th. I mean, for me, it was compelling seeing how, you know, well-planned that day really was. I mean, I had, you know, my, I guess, thoughts going into it as to, you know, planning and preparation, but to right. see it laid out for me was pretty significant. I am kind of disheartened to see that a lot of people that I know who, you know, align themselves with the Republican Party have said, well, you know, that was, it was an atrocity and it was outrageous, but I would still support a Republican candidate, even if they are an election denier mm-hmm. over Joe Biden or any Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess that's, to me, it's scary because you've got a lot of people that are, you know, have become so entrenched in their political ideology that right. they would set aside their loyalty or fealty to this country.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening today. Please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. Heck, give us 2 5-star reviews. I love it. Or catch us on Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get that podcast thing on. You know how that goes. Peace out.
Retaliation with Julie Roginski is a weekly podcast focused on the stories of women who have spoken truth to power and have persevered despite the costs. It shares the experiences of courageous people who have sometimes been celebrated, but too often castigated for standing up for themselves and for others. Each week, I examine the structures, systems, and culprits responsible for perpetuating and promoting workplace toxicity. You'll hear stories from female celebrities, music label executives, politicians, police officers, and many others as we examine the cultural reevaluations, policy changes, and legal steps that can finally bring an end to the ongoing attack on women in this country and around the world. Listen on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.